Cheese Heads and Cliffhangers in Wisconsin.
28 years in politics and Russ Feingold is stuck in the mud.
There are 100 members of the U.S. Senate. 57 of them, including Russ Feingold, are lawyers.
Not much has changed today. I still live in the same house, and I continue to always keep my promise to put the people of Wisconsin ahead of any party or corporate interest.
Democratic Senator Russ Feingold is battling hard against his opponent, Ron Johnson. A supposedly safe seat becomes a hot one in the peculiar politics of 2010.
Russ Feingold helped write a campaign finance reform bill that the Supreme Court struck down. Citizens United, Feingold defeated.
Irony in America's Dairyland. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We've got the Wisconsin song, but which of the candidates has the fight? It's Friday, October 22nd. On Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen.
In a few minutes. I was hoping we were going to talk about cheese, but it turns out it's politics again.
We'll get there.
All right, let's get to the top of the news this morning. New information out about the enormous, and I mean enormous, amount of special interest money that is going into this midterm election campaign. We'll start with the network that is run by Republican strategist Karl Rove. NBC News is reporting that groups are expected to raise as much as $250 million to flood the airwaves with ads during the last 11 days before the elections, and the Chamber of Commerce is spending a record amount to support Republicans. The New York Times reports it's not only big companies writing these big checks, but 21 individual donors each contributed more than $1 million. All of this money, mind you, is anonymous. And while the majority of secret money is flowing to the GOP, Democrats are getting their share as well. The American Federation of Municipal Employees, a large public sector union, is spending almost $90 million to boost Democrats.
Out on the campaign trail, President Obama says one of the reasons Democrats face an uphill battle is he didn't do a good enough job selling policy victories like the stimulus and health care.
We had to move so fast. We were in such emergency mode that it was very difficult for us to spend a lot of time doing victory laps and advertising exactly what we were doing because we had to move on to the next thing.
Well, the next thing may be some electoral setbacks on November 2nd. A new AP poll shows Americans are now equally divided on whether the health care overhaul should be repealed. President Obama gave his mea culpa during a town hall session in Seattle yesterday. Today he's appearing with two senators whose polls show they're in some trouble, California's Barbara Boxer and Nevada's Harry Reid.
I haven't heard somebody apologize for not doing a victory dance outside of a football game in a very long time. Anyway, French riot police forced and open a strategic fuel refinery outside Paris this morning. It had been blockaded by striking workers protesting the government's plan to raise the retirement age to 62. The French Senate is expected to vote on that bill today. In Washington, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will unveil a new $2 billion military aid package for Pakistan. It does cut off aid to some Pakistani military units, though. The U.S. is worried some of these groups have been involved in human rights abuses. And in Haiti, health officials say a cholera outbreak has killed 135 people.
Need some extra money? Invoice Medicare. Another fraud scandal this morning. Federal prosecutors say Miami-based American Therapeutic Corporation, one of the largest chains of community mental health centers, billed $200 million in services it never delivered to patients with severe dementia. Four people were arrested. And you might remember last year when NASA announced it had found water on the moon. Scientists now say parts of the moon, which for a long time were thought to be completely dry, are surprisingly wet. A billion gallons by one estimate. Asian markets mixed. European indices down this morning. Futures mixed or down this morning. The Dow gets underway at 11,146. The S&P opens at 1,180. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,459. Coming up, we're going to take you to the violent streets of Afghanistan on a little bus ride that speaks volumes about the implications of the NATO surge.
But first, we'll go to the land of sharp cheddar cheese, where Senator Russ Feingold is fighting to save his seat and finding support from a very unlikely source, an argument for an incumbent. That's coming up in a moment.
On Wisconsin.
I thought you were going to sing.
I could.
Yeah, you go ahead.